When was the last time you played outside in the sun? When was the last time you stood in the garden in your underwear? When was the last time you saw three grown men playing a game? Or can you better imagine it as smaller boys trying to jump as high as they can together in the garden on a sunny summer day? Look closely at this photograph. We are transported to the late 19th century, a time when photography was increasingly used to capture everyday life. The image we see is more than just a snapshot. It's a lively expression of youth, movement and playfulness. The Franco-Belgian photographer Albert-Edouard Drin, known by his pseudonym Alexandre, took this picture in that era. The fashion for underwear may have changed since then, but otherwise this photo could just as easily have been taken last summer. In 1888, Alexandre had a solo exhibition at the Cercle Artistique et Littéraire de Bruxelles. However, he was also closely associated with the members of Les Sorts, who desired a more realistic art and were critical of the conservative and bourgeois Cercle Artistique. Alexandre often photographed members of Les Sorts in a so-called scène fantastique, whimsical compositions that showcase the playful and imaginative side of artistic life. It should come as no surprise then that Alexandre also depicted his subjects humorously and dynamically. What did Alexandre find so fascinating about this image? We see a young man suspended mid-air, his body tense and focused as he leaps over a stick held by another participant who stands confidently, challenging him. A third man watches closely, perhaps preparing for his own turn. This scene, set in what appears to be a rural or suburban garden, enclosed by a stone wall and wooden gates, is filled with energy and friendship, evoking a sense of timeless leisure. What makes this image even more remarkable is Alexandre's interest in movement. He wasn't just a photographer, he's considered Belgium's first cinematographer, capturing motion in ways that bridges photography and early film. His fascination with movement, seen here in a single frozen moment, would later extend to the moving image itself. The arts often carry a form or status that extends to the artists themselves. Yet, Alexandre reminds us that artists were not always the serious figures they are often portrayed to be. They too enjoyed moments of leisure, laughter and friendly competition. This photograph invites us to reconsider the human side of our favorite artists and photographers. How did they spend their free time? How many friends did they have? Would they have competed to see who could jump the highest? This photograph is not just a documentation of a fleeting moment, but a testament to the enduring nature of play, movement, and friendship. Proof that some things never change, even across centuries.